Welcome to another Becoming Unsilenced episode in our continued gratitude special series. In this episode, meet my son, Hunter Bergman, and see how as a young man of age 23, he's cultivated a practice of gratitude that is significantly impacting his own life. It's a cool episode for me because it reminds me of the reason that I made a lot of changes in my life and my kids' lives 11 years ago, for the very reason of shifting them in a new direction and breaking old patterns and cycles. And this is proof, my friends, that change really does work when you're headed in the path of your greatest healing and your greatest good. If you would like to create this type of change in your own life, please book a call now and have a complimentary conversation with me on how I can help you shift and create life-changing gratitude and transformation in your own world. Well, I have the privilege today to welcome my son, Hunter Bergman, to the Becoming Unsilenced podcast for a special episode in our gratitude week. So, hey, thanks for being here, Hunter.
I'm so stoked, Mama. I really love to, I'm excited to see where kind of you've taken the podcast and the stories you've been telling. So I'm excited to be a part of it.
Yeah, we've gone a long podcast journey together, haven't we? From I remember the days of inspiring, encouraging you to start your own podcast. And
yeah, you actually got this mic for me for Christmas.
Yeah, I did. I remember that. And it was at a time when, and I remember you were like, what am I going to do with this? And then I was like, it's to remind you to keep going towards your dreams.
So. Yeah. And it's so funny you did that. And then like, I probably didn't use it for a little while. And then I can't tell you how many hours of audio I've recorded from it now though. So it's like, it was just there when I needed it at the right time. So
yeah, isn't it cool? And I love those like physical things that push us towards our dreams. So, well, and it's one of the reasons I really wanted to record this episode with you for the release. This is going to release Thanksgiving week. And one of the things I tried to do in raising you and Trevor and Alicia is to instill gratitude in your life. And so I'm curious to see how it's worked out. So I have a series of prompts that I'm going to ask you, and just, you can just respond as what comes up for you. And then when we wrap out today, I'm going to ask you just to share a story or something from your life that where gratitude has made a difference for you.
Cool. Let's jump in.
Yeah. How would you define gratitude?
I think it's like, for me, gratitude stems from a couple different areas. I think like there's like internal and external gratitude. I think internal gratitude is like being grateful for yourself and your skills and like all of those types of things, because, you know, you're your own best friend a lot of the times. And so I think it's really being grateful that like you made a decision to do, you know, X, Y, and Z. I think that's really important. And I think external gratification is being like mindfulness of everything that's around you, like being grateful for those of you who have been in your life, for those, you know, like the podcast mic, you know, being, you know, grateful for the little things, because I think life is made up of a bunch of little things that create bigger moments. I mean, those big moments are like, they happen in a day, but it's the little moments that compound over, you know, weeks and days and months that create those big moments.
Yeah, I love that distinction. What do you think is the difference between being thankful and a gratitude practice?
Yeah, I think being thankful is, I mean, I would say they're slightly similar, right? Similar in concept, but, and I would put them in the same bucket. But I do think though that gratitude is intentionality, and thankfulness is just like, is a part of gratefulness, right? If I was going to look at it on a flow chart, gratitude, you know, the external, internal, and then thankfulness would probably be in the kind of the external one, where it's like actually the act of saying, hey, thank you for, you know, getting me the podcast mic, or thank you for all of the years of wisdom you've instilled for me. I think thankfulness is a vehicle for gratitude.
Ah, yeah, I like that. I like that. So where do you think, like, I think in our culture,
a lot of our culture runs kind of full steam ahead, and we get to November and we all of a sudden say, oh wow, I forgot to be thankful. So now I'm going to all of a sudden kind of say some things I'm thankful for. Where is that on the scope of genuine versus deep gratitude?
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, not saying that it's like unauthentic, right? Because if all of a sudden you're like, man, I need to be grateful, like that's a sign, and that comes from your intuition probably. Or I mean, your external like viewing people. I mean, of course, you know, there can be like, you know, a slight a bit of like, hey, thank you for this, and then just kind of drops off, right? But I think, you know, it's really stems from that person's circumstances, right? Because I mean, you again have raised us to really have these types of things in mind, but you know, a lot of people aren't lucky or as, you know, put in the same circumstances as I have been. So I think it really depends on their own circumstances, because you know, they might have been raised in a household where there was no conversations about thankfulness or gratefulness or those types of things, and now they're, you know, it's a skill, you know, it's a muscle. You have to really learn how to use it, right? Just like your focus and cognition, you know, it's a skill that you develop over time. I think that opens the door for them to be like, oh, like this feels nice, right? I need to do this more. But I think it's less of about like that specific time period of being gratefulness, but it's like, what does that actually, you know, fundamentally move in your life, right? In your core life, right? I mean, it's really easy to like, face value, right? Give face value for things.
Yeah.
But I think it's different to go all the way around and go full circle and develop that deep relationship, because I think gratitude, thankfulness, all of those come in the same circle as like building relationships and investing in people, right? Whether it's investing in people or yourself. So I think that to really jump back to your question, I think that it's not necessarily unauthentic, but I think it's the gateway to actually going on that journey and becoming authentic, right? I think if you just, you're there for a moment and then you like steer off, you know, I think that was just like an opportunity to be thankful and grateful for a little bit, but it just depends on the circumstances.
Yeah, I love how you said that it can be a gateway into something different. And so what has that gateway been for you? What does your gratitude practice or muscle building, strength building practices look like when it comes to gratitude?
Yeah. One second. I'll grab it. All right. So I keep these journals. Oh, I can't see because of my virtual background.
Yeah. But, pull it up in front of you, maybe. If it goes, yeah, there we go. Yeah. Perfect.
That is where you build it, right? I think for me, I focus on building those muscles through, you know, journaling. And I think that sometimes you hit those really tough walls and you have to like pull yourself out of those situations. And I think gratitude is the number one way to become mindful of your surroundings. Like, you know, I am grateful for that person, right? The reason why I love journaling, and I give a specific example, is I was actually on my 23rd birthday. It was October 26th, you know, just a few weeks ago. And I finished the last journal of this black journal. And I actually have another journal of these combined have about like, I believe about 5 years worth of like journal entries in them. And I revisited one that discussed how one of my friend's moms passed away. And that was a very tough time for me to like really say like, oh, that could have been like my mom or my sister, or, you know, and I think great gratitude really brings you back down to earth and says, hey, like, you know, you can't, if something happens tomorrow, that's out of your control, right? You have to control what you can control, but you can control you actually being grateful for those people around you right now and like communicating that to them. You know, I think so that muscle stems from, you know, weekly gratitudes, like just logging them down and just writing a list, you know, who are you grateful for? Why are you grateful for them? And what is one thing you're going to go out of your way to do for that person to show that you're grateful? And I think that's like the thankfulness inside of there, right? I think that's the last step is actually verbally or giving a gift, you know, to go full circle. But I think that's how I do it, is the journal.
Yeah. And I think that's a gift you've given our family as you've grown your gratitude muscle, as this very intentional conversations to to let people know how you appreciate them and how what they did impacted you. And, you know, I've been in on the receiving end of that from you, and it really does make a difference when you take the time to express that to the people around you.
Oh, relationships matter, right? There's this guy, he's the Department of Economic Development for Nebraska, and that's his like slogan. It's like relationships matter, you know, to build economics, you know, is relationships, right? And I think for me, I would not be where I am today without my support system. And your support system is a network of relationships. And if you don't build those and invest in those, your support system isn't strong enough. You know, I look at it like in one of my journal entries, I drew a plant, and the roots of the plant are the community, right? Those are your relationships and your network. But what's on top of the surface is yourself. Like, that's your journey, right? And plants can only grow as big as their roots, right? And so you have to continue to invest and feed and water those relationships, because if you don't, you're going to just wilt over and fall over, right? It's going to be a lot tougher to be as successful as you would hope to be.
Exactly. And I'm going to move to the side slightly, where my Eiffel Tower, I'm blocking my Eiffel Tower, but that's the exact same metaphor that I use in my own business and in my classes and with my clients about building that strong foundation to hold your Eiffel Tower size life. And yeah, gratitude is one of those things. Do you remember a specific point in your life when you really chose to embrace gratitude as a practice?
Well, this isn't an advertisement for Innovation Valley Leadership Academy, but I look at the one pivotal moment of my entire life, and I think that was it. I think really at a young age, you know, I had all these ambitions, but I didn't have like, I call it raw talent, right? You have this raw talent that you have to kind of mold and piece together with actual tools, intelligence, and experience to really be able to flourish, right? And so I think Innovation Valley Leadership Academy, I mean, you kind of roped me into that somehow. I can't even remember how you did. But you know, we would journey to Ord, Nebraska, and sit in there, and I was the youngest person by maybe 10 or 20 years. And, that was really mind opening to say, actually, like, these people have no idea what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You know, at the end of the day, it's not really about what you know or what you don't know. It's about what you can prove and what you can do. And I think that was an opportunity for me to like actually get my hands on these skill sets that not a lot of people possess, you know, emotional intelligence. You know, goal setting, I think, was the gateway, because, you know, I wrote down some goals during Innovation Valley Leadership that I actually like hit, came true. Some I'm still, you know, shooting for, but at the same time, like, without those skill sets, I would not have been able to plot my trajectory. You know, and there's this guy named Sean Welch. He's in Lincoln, Nebraska, and he kind of teaches leadership. And we had a conversation, and he talks about nobody sets out to be like a bad leader. It's all about a trajectory, right? It's the law of angles, right? So you might just be one degree off and you can go in the wrong direction. And so, you know, Innovation Valley Leadership Academy or whatever really helped me define how to plot my course and chart my course. And one of those tools that we learned there was gratitude, and really being able to journal those. But of course, you know, we would do gratefuls at like lunch and dinner, you know, when we would eat as a family. So I think that there are other like smaller micro memories, but the biggest one to me was probably this Innovation Valley Leadership Academy.
Yeah. And that was fun, because I mean, that academy changed a lot of things for me also. And I think that when I roped you into it was you were trying to find your path after you graduated from high school that year, and you weren't quite ready to dive full-time into college classes. And I said, well, I knew this would be a game changer for you if you did it. So
it definitely was.
Glad my wisdom was on there.
And that was in this journal that the first journal entry I did, the notes are, the first page talks about the basal ganglia, the amygdala, the prefrontal cortex, neuroplasticity, bioneurofeedback. And all of this, you know, kind of stems from like how to tap into your brain. And like, what am I doing writing about neuroplasticity at like 17 years old, right? Like, you know, like it's crazy how the little things kind of, again, plot that trajectory. And then my first journal entry ever was February 6, 2017. When that was like, this is my journey, like that I'm going to begin and start. And I'm still like on that same journey based on that one journal entry. So it's fun how that one experience can really shape shift.
That's awesome. And you weren't able to be part of the panel yesterday that I recorded, but but almost every single person on that panel had their journal that they popped up and showed. So obviously a journal is something that we're seeing as a consistent thread of practice. So I want you to think about a one or two word answer to this question. And the question is, gratitude makes me feel what?
Alive is the first one, comes straight. And then the second one is I want to say on fire. I don't know. Oh, I think that's the other one. Like, just because I think I've got this quote on my wall from one of my friends wrote it on there. And it's a be fearless in the pursuit of what sets your soul on fire. And I think you probably mentioned that once or twice, but I think that the gratefulness helps me continue to light that fuel and light that flame.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. And it keeps us so focused on the present moment, and, you know, worry and doubt and anxiety all exist either in the past or in the future. And gratitude is so anchoring. What do you do to keep gratitude a fresh, authentic practice versus becoming rote and kind of like a habit that you don't just practice without thinking about?
You know, I think if you're actually writing things down, I think that just is the start, right? I think that's fine, right? I don't think that there's a right way or a wrong way to do it. You know, kind of like, not to like jump into like super deep into like, you know, religion, or like, I'm a huge fan of like the Clifton Strengths Finder and all of these like personality tests. And those are things that you are taking, like, how does this affect my life, right? You choose. I don't think like what works for you is going to be different for me. And I think that really understanding that and fine tuning your own processes that work for you is what matters the most. And I think, you know, I think just writing things down is a start. And I think really even asking yourself the question, you know, consistently, like, why am I writing these down? You know, what is gratitude for me? Why should I be grateful for the things in my life? You know, because I'm sure you can find the answer for those questions, but I think remembering why you started, and my friend Halim would geek out because he read the Simon Sinek Start With Your Why. And ever since, you know, we did some why coaching, and I think it's so important to remember why you started. And so, I mean, I think that's the number one, you know, answer to your question is, you know, you don't write something down just because, write it down because you know why you want to do that, right? Or why you started to do that in the first place.
That's awesome. What difference has gratitude made in your life? How has it been that thing that shifts your trajectory?
I think happiness. I mean, there have been multiple times where, I mean, of course, like, you know me, but I mean, your audience doesn't necessarily. So I'm a senior marketing major at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, and I minor in entrepreneurship with an emphasis in sales. And I do a lot of different things. I'm very involved on campus. I hold a couple different president positions. I'm the director of a small agency of about 50-ish people, and my team is 3. And I think I say that because I'm very busy a lot of the times. And sometimes it's really easy to get caught up in the grind. And especially as a young person looking to establish myself, it's sometimes hard to reflect. You know, you're just go, you know, wake up Monday, go to bed Friday, and then do it all over again Monday, right? And I think for me, you know, jumping back to your question is like, how has it helped me in my life? Is because I am so busy and because I'm so involved, you know, there are these micro interactions that sometimes lead to overthinking and lead to all of these other things. And, you know, I think it just really keeps me planted, right? I think when you talk about gratefulness and we talk about those roots, right, of the plant, you know, that's how you permeate the soil, right? That's how you get down underneath the soil and deep and dirty is through those things and to stay grounded, right? Because, you know, being all busy and going a million different ways, it's really easy to neglect really important parts of your life. And those really important parts of your life are the water, right? You have to sustain, you have to nourish yourself, your body, and your network. I mean, I think, you know, to answer your question is definitely that it helps me nourish my network and reminds me to stay grounded and stay planted. When you're on fire, it's really easy to be on fire, but when you're not on fire, it's really easy to go, you know, be like even colder, right? You know, it's really easy to dig yourself an even deeper hole based on your overthinking and based on all these other things. So I think just staying grounded is a pretty solid answer for that.
Yeah. Awesome. I love that. Well, Hunter, it's been awesome to have you here today to reflect, to hear how the choices that you've made in your own life are shaping the direction that you have. It's fun to, for me as your mom, to hear. I think sometimes parents don't get the confirmation that their parenting technique either works or doesn't work, because parenting, you'll find this out when you get your, when you have your own kids, but parenting doesn't come with a manual. And I think it really goes back to, you know, I made the choice to make some changes in my own life as a way of breaking cycles and patterns so that you guys could have a different trajectory. And it's really fun to hear now how those choices that I made are compounding and impacting your life. So I'm super grateful to be able to have you here and to talk about gratitude. So any final words you want to share?
Yeah, I would 100% agree. I think you and I have a specific relationship that not a lot of, you know, family has. And I think it's very pure. And I think that, you know, everything is all shunts underneath, but I've definitely given you a couple gray hairs. I know that. I know that. Yep. For sure. Yep. Just my own personality. But no, this is fantastic. It's been so exciting for me. I actually, you know, to finalize this, I was in a scholarship interview the other day, and they asked me, you know, who has been somebody that you've looked up to over, you know, your years? And I was like, it's like my mom, you know, being, you know, pretty much a single parent, you know, raising three wild childs, and really trying to hone us in. And, you know, I've seen you go from, you know, corporate environment, you know, surrounded by males in the industry, and really embark on your own journey to set your own soul on fire. And I think that's been so inspiring for me. And, you know, kind of my answer to their question was, you know, you were able to sacrifice a lot at a later time in your time to, you know, go on your journey. But for me, I was able to, you know, watch you and be able to do it much sooner so I can follow my own passions and have the own resources. So I want to extend my thank you. And I love what you're doing with the show.
Wow, that just feels like a great place to end. So thanks for being here today.
Absolutely. It was a ton of fun, Mother. I love you. And all the listeners, keep jamming. I'm sure that you guys have kind of listened to a couple different ones, but you can check my social media out if you want to go check out Hunter Bergman. But, you know, Mom, it's been great. And I love you. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of the day.
I love you too. It's been an honor to have you here. And to our listeners, this is just one in a series of episodes that we're releasing this Thanksgiving week. And so make sure you tune in to all of the other episodes and the just amazing collective wisdom that's been shared through them. And until next time, I hope this conversation has inspired your day, your week, and your life to be a little bit brighter. Take care. Thank you for watching this mini episode of our special gratitude podcast. Please consider sharing this with the people you are grateful for. Every like and share helps us to spread love, light, and gratitude all around the world. And make sure and check out the full-length episode for all of the other amazing stories and insights that are shared. Beautiful day.